our youth are starting to collect for the Super Bowl. You get to vote for your team. Let's see, I wrote down the Chiefs, the Saints, the Patriots, or the Rams. And no matter who you vote for, everybody wins. How about that? Monies will be split between the Help and Hope food pantry here at Redeemer and Meals on Wheels. So they'll be collecting afterward, or they're on the table right there, the buckets, and please drop your stuff in. I'd also like to remind you that next Sunday is our preschool Sunday. This is an important day as we welcome our preschool families and children here into worship with us. Please speak to them and welcome them and make them feel happy to be here. And so it's an important day for them, an important day for those children. Also would like to let you know that the day has finally come. They're already laughing. They know. We said goodbye to Frank and Dottie Ireton maybe 6 weeks ago. No, they haven't gone anywhere yet, but today is their last Sunday with us. They'll be moving this week down to Florida. Everything's finally ready for them down there. So we wish you a new Godspeed. And I think that's all I need to say, so let's prepare for our worship. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who creates us and forms us, who redeems us and calls us, who unites us and sends us. Amen. Gathered in God's presence, let us confess our sin. Mighty and loving God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We seek our own way. We divide the body of Christ. In your mercy, cleanse us and heal us. Let the words of our mouths, the thoughts of our hearts, and everything that we do be filled with faith, hope, and love. Amen. Hear the voice of Jesus. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me to proclaim release to the captives. In the name of Jesus Christ, I proclaim to you that your sins are forgiven and you are released. The joy of the Lord is your strength, and the gifts of the Holy Spirit are yours forever. Amen. Thank you. grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Be with you.
And also
let us pray. Lord God, source of every blessing, you showed forth your glory and led many to faith by the works of your Son, who brought gladness and salvation to his people. Transform us by the Spirit of his love, that we may find our life together in him, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Be seated, and with the children, please come forward. Hello. I am so excited that you came up here because I have the most amazing thing ever in this box. You want to see what it is? This is really amazing. You want to see? You sure? Okay, you ready? Isn't that great? You didn't see it, did you? You want to see it again? All right, you ready? There it was. In fact, this thing is so amazing. It's one of the most amazing things I've ever seen in my life. And I made a list of all the things I can do with what's in here. And because it was way too many for me to remember, I had to write it down. So let me get my list out. With the thing in this box, this amazing thing, I can do all these things. It's a lot of things, isn't it? I can talk to people anywhere, all over the world. I can take pictures. I can get information about most anything I want. Any question I have, I can ask, and it'll tell me the answer. I can get directions. I can look up people's address. I can check my email. I can play games. I can arrange for a ride. I can read a book. I can listen to music. I can check the weather. I can watch YouTube. I got a dictionary. I can add up numbers. I can even control my TV with this. What's in this box? Do you know what it is? You know, man, that is so cool, isn't it? You want to see it again? Look. That's just amazing. Yeah. All right. Well, that's all I wanted to tell you. No, that's not really all I wanted to tell you, is it? Well, what's in this box that's amazing, and it really is amazing, is my phone. I can do all those things and more with my phone. That's pretty stunning, isn't it? But what if all I ever did was just keep it in the box and never let you see it? That would be horrible, wouldn't it? Well, today we have a story about Jesus, and he does a miracle, and it's amazing, and people are just as amazed about what he did as I am about my phone. And what if they never told anybody about it? That wouldn't be good, would it? No. So people talked about what Jesus did. He changed water into wine, and everybody started talking about it and talking about how Jesus was really God. And so our message today is, when we see all the amazing things God does, it's important for us to tell others about God and how much he loves us. We can't just shut it up in a box. We can tell everybody. Okay, let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for all the wonders that you do in our lives. Fill us with such joy and excitement in all that you do, that we tell others about you. Amen. All right, go in peace and serve the Lord.
A reading from Isaiah. For Zion's sake, I will not keep silent, and for Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest until her vindication shines out like the dawn and her salvation like a burning torch. The nations shall see your vindication and all the kings your glory, and you shall be called by a new name that the mouth of the Lord will give. You shall be a crown of beauty in the hand of the Lord and a royal diadem in the hand of your God. You shall no more be termed forsaken, and your land shall no more be termed desolate. And you shall be called, my delight is in her, and your land married. For the Lord delights in you, and your land shall be married. For as a young man marries a young woman, so shall your builder marry you. And as the bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so shall your God rejoice over you. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thank you.
A reading from 1 Corinthians. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brothers and sisters, I do not want you to be uninformed. You know that when you were pagans, you were enticed and led astray to idols that could not speak. Therefore, I want you to understand that no one speaking by the Spirit of God ever says, "Let Jesus be cursed," and no one can say, "Jesus is Lord," except by the Holy Spirit. Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit, and there are varieties of the services, but the same Lord, and there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. To one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit. To another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the one Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another the discernment of spirits, to another various kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. All these are activated by one and the same Spirit, who allots to each one individually, just as the Spirit chooses. The word of the Lord.
Revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Holy Gospel according to St. John, the second chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. On the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine gave out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what concern is that to you and to me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Now standing there were six stone water jars for the Jewish rites of purification, each holding 20 or 30 gallons. Jesus said to them, "Fill the jars with water," and they filled them up to the brim. He said to them, "Now draw some out and take it to the chief steward." So they took it. When the steward tasted the water that had become wine and did not know where it came from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew, the stewards called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves the good wine first, and then the inferior wine after the guests have become drunk. But you have kept the good wine until now." Jesus did this, the first of his signs, in Cana of Galilee, and revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
to you, O Christ. You've probably heard the story about the people in the small country town who loved the pastor of their small church. He was good to them and cared for them, and so they all managed to overlook his one significant flaw. It seemed that the pastor had a bit of a drinking problem. He just couldn't stay away from the sauce. One day, as the pastor was returning from making some calls, the local sheriff saw his car weaving all over the road and pulled him over. Standing by the driver's window and talking it over, the sheriff looked down to the floorboard by the pastor's foot and saw a bottle in a brown paper bag. "Preacher," he said, "what's that?" "That," the pastor replied, "is a bottle of water." "Hand it here," the sheriff said. And as he uncorked it and dipped his finger in it and tasted it, and he said, "That's not water, that's wine." And the pastor raised his hands and said, "Praise God, he did it again." The miracle of turning the water into wine always interests us. But I think it usually sits a little uncomfortably with us too. We're just not sure what to make out of it. Most of Jesus' miracles seem to be things like healings that express his care for those who are suffering, or exorcisms demonstrating his power over evil, or things like stilling storms to show his power over all creation. But this little miracle of turning the water into wine seems lacking somehow, almost like a party trick. Sometimes it seems kind of self-serving as well, something Jesus did just so the party could keep going. It almost seems tame, and we struggle to discern why this miracle is so important or why Jesus did it at all. And yet, this is the first miracle that John describes Jesus as doing, his inaugural action as the Messiah who has come. So there must be something there. And we scratch our heads and wonder what. Well, there are some things here we don't know. Let me walk you through them. First, the whole thing had been set up 3 days before our gospel today begins. Jesus had called Nathanael to be a disciple and had told him, "You will see greater things than these." And the next thing that happens is the water turned into wine. Now, you know the story, how they run out of wine and how Mary comes and tells Jesus. And that's where the first really interesting thing happens. His response, he responds to her by saying, "What is that to me? My hour has not yet come." Now, typically, when Jesus talks about his hour, he's talking about the cross. That time when he is revealed as the Messiah, the Savior of the world. And what's significant is that by saying this comment about his hour in this situation, he's linking and drawing a connection between what he's about to do with the water and what he will do on the cross. Then Jesus tells the servants to fill the jars with water. And there's a profoundly important detail right there that we typically miss. They were stone jars, and there were a lot of them. What's so significant about stone jars? Well, remember that the Jews had a lot of rules about ritual purification. They washed their hands and feet and as part of their religious observance. It was tremendously important. But even more, vessels could become impure for lots of reasons. And if you used water from an impure vessel, then it ruined the ritual act. Earthenware jars could become impure, but stone jars couldn't. So the jars were used for religious ritual observances, and those are the jars that Jesus used. So let me summarize some things at this point. Jesus is connecting what he's about to do with his coming as the Messiah to save God's people, and he's going to do it through vessels used to fulfill Jewish rituals. Then the miracle happens. New wine is created in old Jewish purification vessels. In other words, the old forms of how people worshiped in that day are given new content. And in fact, it's significant that as the story begins, the jars are empty and then filled with the new thing that God is doing among them in Jesus. And remember that I mentioned there were a lot of jars? In the Old Testament, there are a number of references to an abundance of wine being the sign of the new age that God is bringing about. So here we have Jesus taking the old and replacing it with the new thing God is doing in him and announcing the new age that he is ushering in. And suddenly this little party trick is a whole lot more. Jesus is announcing in this action that he is the Messiah, that the world is changing and nothing will ever be the same again. God has come among them. God has come to save. And maybe that's where that preacher with the drinking problem comes back in. Because when he says, "Praise God, he did it again," maybe what we should recognize is that it does happen again and again. It happens here and now. Jesus is among us, and Jesus ushers in God's new age for us. Jesus is the Messiah, and Jesus saves. And it's made new for us every day in God's love and grace. Drink deep. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Amen.
In flesh made manifest.
Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshiped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Lamb of God, we know that you are indeed the one who takes away the sin of the world. Fill our hearts now with the desire to seek you. Fill our hearts now with the willingness to follow you. Lord, in your mercy, great light in our darkness, shine in us and through us. Through your Holy Spirit, ignite our faith and lead us in lives that radiate your love for others. Lord, in your mercy, God of compassion, you share our lives in all things. Increase our joy. Reach into our illnesses, fears, and worries with your compassion and love. Bless all your people, O God, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy, Almighty God, who reaches to us, fill us with enthusiasm and zeal in our faith, that we may invite others to come and meet you, and to share the joy that comes in your love. Lord, in your mercy, great God, send us into the world. Give us courage to be your ambassadors. So live in us that as we live, others may see you. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy, through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share God's peace.
Let us pray. God of all creation, all you have made is good, and your love endures forever. You bring forth bread from the earth and fruit from the vine. Nourish us with these gifts, that we might be the world signs of your gracious presence. In Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. By the leading of a star, he was shown forth to all nations. In the waters of the Jordan, you proclaimed him your beloved Son. And in the miracle of water turned to wine, he revealed your glory. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy. Blessed are you, O holy God. You are the life and light of all. By your powerful word, you created all things. Through the prophets, you called your people to be a light to the nations. Blessed are you for Jesus, your Son. He is your light, shining in our darkness and revealing to us your mercy and might. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his preaching and healing, his dying and rising, and his promise to come again, we await that day when all the universe will rejoice in your holy and life-giving light. By your Spirit, bless us and this meal, that refreshed with this heavenly food, we may be light for the world, revealing the brilliance of your Son. Through him, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit, in your holy church, both now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Let us pray. We thank you, O God, that you have fed us at your banqueting table with bread and wine beyond compare, the very life of Christ for us. Send your spirit with us now, that we may set the captive free, use your gifts to build one another up, and in everything reflect your glory revealed in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.